back to punt. Man, what a great turn of events by Donald McCracken.
Oh.
High snap over the punter's head. He's back at the five. He picks it up. He gets it off. And it is going to be.
Now,
did Chillicothe?
Yep. Yes,
well, Chillicothe covered it up.
They did touch it.
They touched it, but I think Chillicothe covered it up. Someone who's getting up off the bottom, we're going to give him a box of Cracker Jacks.
Anytime you see that beanbag.
Oh, Isaac Rashi with a play of the special teams day.
Because you had somebody running at the ball as it was taking
a bounce.
Yeah, and
it bounced off his ankle or his leg.
And when you see that referee throw that beanbag down,
yeah.
That's a spot where the ball's been touched and it's live.
Man.
So good job by Rashi being heads
tip
up.
Tip of the cap, Isaac Rashi. Yeah. Chillicothe gets it at the 34-yard line, at the Benton 34-yard line. So that was a big turn of events there. Snap over the head of the punter.
Give a little credit to that punter, too, for getting that ball off and not taking.
Hindsight, he should have just stepped into the end zone and taken the safety, maybe.
Right.
But you don't think of that. You don't want to purposely give up points. And Chillicothe Winder hands off to, I think that's Dawson Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
And Dawson gets a couple of tough yards.
You know, the Benton defense right now is really stiffening up that center. The middle of the defensive line, the middle linebackers, they are really, really tight to the line. And they're making sure they're going to try and give up as little possible on that dive. They're going to force Coach Rulo to really try and dive into the playbook a little bit more.
1 yard gain, third and nine from the 33-yard line of Benton. It's a sweep to Ward. Ward bounces off a tackler. Ward inside the 30, 25. He drags Didell out of bounds to the 22, showing some strength as well as speed and agility that time. Cam Ward, he is possibly from game number one the most improved player on this offense for me.
I would give you some.
Well, I
would
was
say truth to that.
A little bit too generous. Looks like he stepped out of bounds at the 24.
That run was actually set up by Colton Sewell on the edge. Great perimeter blocking, and he allowed Cam to pick and choose. The defender was trying to get around Colton, and Colton kept moving his hips and moving his feet and gave Cam a place to make a choice and continue getting upfield. So
needed nine, picked up nine. First and 10 from the 24-yard line. Sewell in motion again. They give it up to center. No, they keep it. Ward fakes the handoff. Winder keeps it, and Winder's going to have a first and goal at about the five. They fake the handoff to Wheeler, and then Winder kept him himself, and there's too many kids with a last name that starts with a W on this team for my confused tongue. But it's going to be first and goal to the 5-yard line, so that was a quarterback keeper for 19 yards.
That's just, you know, Jaden Ward is.
Jaden Winder.
Winder.
I'm rubbing off on you.
Yeah. You're watching him, and he's the level of understanding of this offense that he's gotten from week one to now, it's phenomenal. 6 weeks ago, he'd have pitched that ball too early and, you know, probably could have made a bad decision.
We got a timeout now on the field. I think Benton may have taken a timeout. 2:48 left in the third. Chillicothe first and goal on the five, leading 21-20. We're back after this on KCHI. All right. Let's set the stage. 2:48 left to play in the third quarter. Chillicothe leads it 21-20. They have a first and goal on the 5-yard line on a drive that was set up from a great dragging tackle that went for a 20-yard loss by McCracken on a third down, and then a punt that went over the punter's head on fourth down that he tracked down at the 1-yard line and got it away just in time,
right,
but went for very short yardage. Receivers wide to the either sideline, and it's Winder bowling his way forward. He gets it down to maybe the two, possibly inside the two, but Winder, that lower his shoulder pad, gets the push up front by the line and the push from behind occasionally from the backs, and it's just inside the two, so we're going to call it a gain of three and second and goal from the two.
You know, what you're watching right here is Jaden Winder putting everything on his shoulders and saying he's going to be
Winder under center. Pushes forward, and Winder is in the end zone for a touchdown. Jaden Winder puts Chillicothe on the board for 6 more points. And the Hornets lead at 27-20 with a PAT pending. Winder got those first and goal from the 5 yards all by himself on a gain of 3, then a gain of 2. And wait, we got a late flag thrown after. So was there too much celebrating, too much jawing? We'll hold it as thrown by the line judge on the far sideline. Is it on the sideline warning? The white hat is talking with the gentleman that threw the flag, and we'll get this sorted out. So hold the celebration. We'll see whether the touchdown stands. This looked like it was a penalty afterwards, and here is the sign. Sideline warning.
Sideline warning for Benton.
For Benton. So, and that's just warning him if they do it a second time. I think if the penalty comes on the second time, I think usually I don't see a second time. Coaches are pretty understanding about the warning.
That's
so the touchdown is good.
Because after the warning, what happens is you're even on a shorter leash.
Yes.
Probably, you know what, Coach? It's Keaton, right? Coach Keaton?
Yes.
He might take a little bit of offense at the fact that he might have seen some running backs pushing the pile into from behind. And
5-play, 34-yard drive. Carr set to kick the extra point. Beautiful snap. Nice placement by Jones, and it is money in the bank.
Yeah.
And Chillicothe has taken an 8-point. Oh, I'm sorry. It was wide. I thought it was good. It was no good. So the PAT fails, and it is 27-20. Chillicothe still leading by a touchdown in this Wild West shootout. We'll be back after this. No, wait a minute. We haven't gone anywhere yet.
I don't know what we're doing.
Is there another flag?
There is a flag right there on the
right there where it was. Yeah.
Roughing the kicker.
Roughing the kicker. So we'll try it again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Benton Chillicothe in 2018, so anything is possible. I think they're probably going to run it, try a 2-point conversion maybe. That would make it a 9-point game. That's not a bad idea. Right now you're leading by 7. This would make it a 2-possession game. As Sewell comes in, the latecomer. And the ball is on the 1.5.
A lot of whistles going on
right
here.
All right. We will get this PAT at some point this evening. I don't have to be at work till about 5 tomorrow, so we got plenty of time. Winder, you going to try it taking himself? No, handoff. No, he is going to take it himself. And it's Kaylee, the lead blocker, and Winder with a PAT run. So Chillicothe leads it 29-20, and we're back after this on KCHI. Didell picks up a squibber at about the 17-yard line and returns it to the 30.
Didell on the return for the Cardinals.
So that's where Benton will take over at the 30-yard line for a fresh set of first and 10. And we'll see what magical tricks they can pull out of the hat here.
Well, I think what you're going to start seeing is they're going to put the ball into Caden Stone's hands a little bit more and seeing what he can pull out, doing a little bit of RPO. Run pass option plays.
And it is a handoff, and I don't think you could hurdle players like that.
You know.
It was a pile, but it was a nice run up to the 40-yard line. And I missed who that was.
Yeah, that was number 4. That was
Butts.
That was Butts. It's a great play.
Maybe if it's a pile, you can't, hurdle a standing-up player. I've seen
someone,
that called.
Yeah, you can't hurdle someone going to tackle you in the open field.
Yeah. That was a 9-yard gain, second and a short one, just shy of the 40-yard line for Benton. Drops back, second down, pass option,
great.
Great pass defense by Mighty Mouse, Colton Sewell.
That was excellent. Couldn't have read that any better. I believe that was that Sewell or Rashi? I think that was Rashi.
No, Sewell and Rashi was over there helping, okay. But regardless, it was a great effort.
Whoever it was a great job.
So it'll be third and one now from the 39, and now this will be a basic running play, I suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Two backs in the backfield under center, and it is indeed a give to that guy. That is 28, Flint.
Yep.
Brendan Flint picked up the first down yardage, plus an extra couple, got in on the stop. And it's up to the 42-yard line, so a gain of 3, first and 10, with a minute 19 left to play. In the third quarter, Chillicothe leading 29-20.
And you're seeing, neither team is panicking right now. There's still plenty of time left.
Sure. Out of the shotgun, and it's a draw play to Flint. And Flint has stood up at the 45, falls forward to maybe the 46.
A little crossbuck action right there in the backfield. Saw it several times last week as well out of the gun.
Gain of 4, they did give him the 46-yard line. Gain of 4, second and 6 from the 46, Benton's own 46-yard line. 38 seconds left to play. Under center, two backs in the backfield. They give it off to the behind the right guard, and that is not Joe Ford. That is Butts, Austin Butts.
Mm-hmm. Haven't
with
seen
a
lot of
short
Joe
gain.
Ford.
He had no.
They're not using Joe tonight. They used him a lot last week.
Yeah. And the ball is just past the 42-yard line. I'm sorry, just past the 48-yard line. So a gain of 2.
To me, it's almost
third
like
and four.
It's almost like Benton's thinking, "Hey, we're gonna use him as a decoy and make you defend him."
That is the end of the third quarter, and it is Chillicothe 29, Benton 20. Benton's football on a 3rd and 5 from the 47. When we return on KCHI, Didell picks up a squibber at about the 17-yard line and returns it to the 30.
Didell on the return for the Cardinals.
So that's where Benton will take over at the 30-yard line for a fresh set of 1st and 10. And we'll see what magical tricks they can pull out of the hat here.
Well, I think what you're going to start seeing is they're going to put the ball into Caden Stone's hands a little bit more and seeing what he can pull out, doing a little bit of RPO. Run pass option plays. And
it is a handoff, and you can't. I don't think you could hurdle players like that. It was a pile, but it was a nice run up to the 40-yard line. And I missed who that was.
Yeah, that was number 4. That was
Butts.
That was Butts. It's a great play.
Maybe if it's a pile, you can't, hurdle
can't,
a standing-up player. I've seen
someone,
that called.
Yeah, you can't hurdle someone going to tackle you in the open field.
Yeah. That was a 9-yard gain, second and a short one, just shy of the 40-yard line for Benton. Drops back, second down, pass option, great pass defense by Mighty Mouse, Colton Sewell.
That was excellent. Couldn't have read that any better. I believe that was that Sewell or Rashi? I think
that was
Rashi.
No, Sewell and Rashi was over there helping,
okay.
But regardless, it was a great effort.
Whoever it was a great job.
So it'll be third and one now from the 39, and now this will be a basic running play, I suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Two backs in the backfield under center, and it is indeed a give to that guy. That is 28, Flint.
Yep.
Brendan Flint picked up the first down yardage, plus an extra couple, got in on the stop. And it's up to the 42-yard line, so a gain of 3, first and 10, with a minute 19 left to play. In the third quarter, Chillicothe leading 29-20.
And you're seeing, neither team is panicking right now. There's still plenty of time left.
Sure. Out of the shotgun, And it's a draw play to Flint. And Flint has stood up at the 45, falls forward to maybe the 46.
A little cross-buck action right there in the backfield. Saw it several times last week as well out of the gun.
Gain of four. They did give him the 46-yard line. Gain of four, second and six from the Benton's own 46-yard line. 38 seconds left to play. Under center, two backs in the backfield. They give it off to the behind the right guard, and that is not Joe Ford. That is Butts, Austin Butts.
Mm-hmm. Haven't
with
seen
a
lot of
short
Joe.
Gain.
They're not using Joe tonight. They used him a lot last week.
Yeah. And the ball is just past the 42-yard line. I'm sorry, just past the 48-yard line, so a gain of two.
To me, it's almost
third
like,
and four.
It's almost like Benton's thinking, hey, we're going to use him as a decoy and make you defend him.
That is the end of the third quarter, and it is Chillicothe 29, Benton 20. Benton's football on a third and five from the 47 when we return on KCHI.